AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Navy Admiral who reportedly issued orders for the U.S. military to fire upon survivors of an attack on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea will be on Capitol Hill today. Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley will provide a classified briefing to top congressional lawmakers overseeing national security. This comes at a potentially crucial moment in the unfolding congressional investigation into how Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth handled the military operation in international waters near Venezuela. There are mounting questions over whether the strike may have violated the law. The New York Times has filed a lawsuit against the Pentagon, attempting to overturn new rules imposed by Hegseth that have led to most mainstream media outlets being banished from the building. The newspaper said the rules violate constitutional freedom of speech and due process provisions. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports on the crash of a military jet in California.
Military officials say a fighter jet with the Air Force's Thunderbirds demonstration squadron has crashed in the Southern California desert. The pilot managed to eject safely and is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The F-16C Fighting Falcon went down during a training mission Wednesday morning over controlled airspace. The Air Force says the crash is under investigation. The San Bernardino County Fire Department responded to the crash site near Trona in the Mojave Desert. That's about 180 miles north of Los Angeles. The Air Force Thunderbirds perform tight formations at air shows and train to fly within inches of each other, similar to the Navy's Blue Angels. The Blue Angels and Thunderbirds have had dozens of crashes over the years.
In sports, Eldon Campbell, a center who played 15 seasons in the NBA, has died at the age of 57. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest from Gaza.
As Israel strikes Gaza once again during the ceasefire, killing several Palestinians, Israeli and Thai officials say remains that militants in Gaza handed to Israel on Wednesday were those of a Thai agricultural worker. Palestinian health officials in Gaza confirmed they received the bodies of five Palestinians following an Israeli airstrike on Muassi in the south of the territory. Relatives of the dead Palestinians wept and wailed over their loved ones' bodies being transported in white body bags through the city of Khan Yunis on Thursday. All five of the dead, including two children, belonged to the same family. Bloodstains still marked the mattresses on the floor of a tent encampment that was struck. Meanwhile, the return of the remains of Thai hostage Tusisak Rintalak leaves just one more hostage to be returned under the agreement. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.